This Saturday, of course, the 1st of July. And of course, with the way the draw worked last Monday morning, it threw Tyrone and Kerry into the mix at 3:45 p.m. Carl Walsh is PRO. He's with me in studio here in Killarney. Carl, good morning to you.
Good morning, Gerry, and to all your listeners.
What sort of a headache did this provide for ye on Monday morning, first thing?
It indeed, because logistically, the Ring of Kerry charity cycle is a big event, causing road closures, street closures, car park closures, all of that. And it's compounded now by the fact that followers from Kerry who want to get to the trains in Killarney, and they're coming from South Kerry, will have to look out for the road closure because of the fact that the road from Killoughlin to Killarney is closed from 6 a.m. on Saturday morning until 12 noon. And that will mean that if they're coming up from, say, Carrisavine or Ballinskellig or further down south that way, when they get to Killoughlin, when they get to Glenbey, they will have to turn off the road at Carra Bridge to bring them over by Cremorne on into Killoughlin town to the roundabout, onto Milltown, and whatever way they choose then to get to the train in Killarney, or even if they're travelling by road to Dublin, that will create a problem for them. I would advise them to leave plenty of time to avoid the fact that we will have cyclists on the road while it's a 5 a.m. start from Killarney, from the Mission Road here. There will be cyclists on the road before 5 o'clock, and they'll be all the way through into Carrisavine right up until 11 and 12 o'clock in the day. So it does cause a problem for Kerry followers. I'm as disappointed as anyone that I won't be going to Croke Park on Saturday, but in order to alleviate that problem, we will have the big screen in the Beach Road car park showing the Kerry Tyrone game.
Yeah, so very important information there in terms of the roads you're travelling out on, to make sure you know there will be diversions in place in order to facilitate cycle at those times, particularly if you're coming from the South Kerry side of things, Carl.
Yeah, it's okay from Kenmare now, because the road down to Tark Waterfall, that's open until 11 a.m. So anybody coming from Sneem and the Sneem to Mald's Gap Road, that will be open until 11 o'clock as well. So anybody from Sneem or Kenmare or anywhere in between that would be travelling to Killarney, Mald's Gap Road will be open until 11 o'clock if they chose to come that way to catch their train, or if they're travelling on to Dublin by road.
Yeah. So that's the big thing to notice. And you are providing the game, as well as you said, in the Beach Road.
Yeah, we're showing on the big screen there in the Beach Road car park. That's where that'll be the mecca for all the cyclists who will be arriving into the town on Friday evening. And on Saturday, we'll have the big screen up there. And just to advise about parking in Killarney, the lower end of the Beach Road car park will be closing at 12 midnight on Thursday night. It'll be closed all day Friday to allow us to set up all the things that we need to set up within the car park. And that car park, to compensate for the loss of that, for people coming to attend their shopping needs, the car park on the northern side of Killarney Cathedral will be open all day long and is free to people who are coming in to shop and to visit Killarney, free for the whole day to compensate for the loss of the Beach Road car park on the day. And that will be open, but not for cyclists, because people who are cycling in the Ring of Kerry, we have what we call the Daffodil Field. That's the one on the right hand side as you come to the first roundabout coming in from the Tralee Road. The Daffodil Field, that will be provided for cyclists to park their cars, and then if they come to that roundabout at Cleaney, they can turn on to the bypass road, and there's a car park there for cyclists also in the HSE grounds.
Okay.
That's the one that's used there for the GA matches.
What sort of numbers are we expecting on Saturday?
We will have over 4,000, and the numbers, even though we intended closing last Monday, such was the demand for late comers, we call them, which we would rather know in time, because catering for, we feed cyclists in three locations, Colossian Iskelliga, to which we're eternally grateful, to Maurice Fitzgerald, in Kenmare at the industrial estate, we call it, on the Killarney Road, and back here in Killarney. We're catering, there'll be sandwiches, bananas, energy bars, nice fruit drinks, Brack, Harrington's Brack. We'll give
Fantastic.
It a plug, because they love that Brack. And It's nice to know the number so that we can cater for. As it was, we had to order extra sandwiches this week because of the numbers that signed on, despite the fact we were closing and the demand. We kept it open so that we could give everybody a chance, but we'd rather have them in early on time. With regard to the road closures in Killarney, the Mission Road, that's the road now from the Plaza Hotel right down to the Cathedral, that's closed from 5 o'clock on Saturday morning until 9 o'clock, and it's opened in until 11:30, it opens up again. Okay. Now, as I say, Killarglin, the road to Killarglin from the Golden Nugget, that's closed also from 6 a.m. to 12 noon. Okay. To allow for cyclists. And as I already pointed out, the Sneem to Miles Gap Road, that'll be closed at 11 a.m. until 8 p.m. And also the Kinmare to Tark Waterfall. Now, visitors who wish to go to the Tark Waterfall or to Mucras House, they can travel out there. That road is open as far as Tark Waterfall.
As far as Tark Waterfall.
We have to think of those people also.
Okay. Carl, we're going to leave it there. We'll podcast this. We'll run a new story on the traffic arrangements for the cyclists as well, so everyone will be made well aware in relation to what is actually happening.
Yeah, and listen, I want to thank Radio Kerry. They've always been so helpful all the years that we're running this event. It is the voice of the kingdom. It's the voice that we like to use. And thank you very much, Sherry, and to Tressa and everybody in Radio Kerry.
Excellent. Thanks very much for that. That's Carl Walsh there of the Radio Kerry. A very, very busy man this week. He's too busy to think about Galway being knocked out of the championship. He'll be following Kerry this weekend, that's for sure. So we'll see where it goes. Good man, Carl. Thank you.
This programme is a repeat. Please do not call or text in. Email your comments to kerrytoday@radiokerry.ie.